Thank you and good morning. With an interim council member named to fill Lance Madsen's seat, an appointment that should be ratified by the council at its December 17th meeting, there is still a top position in the city of Eureka that is being served on an interim basis, city manager. Mike Knight, who has served as assistant city manager for years, took over with the resignation of Bill Panos, whose tenure lasted only 8 months. Knight has thrown his hat in the ring to be considered for the job full-time.
I am going to make a run at the city manager position. I'm sure it will be competitive, and hopefully I'll at least make it a hard decision for the city council.
The city announced no formal plans regarding the search for a new city manager, but at least we know who one candidate will be. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager has made his choice in selecting an individual to serve out the remainder of Councilmember Lance Madsen's term. Yeager, with advice from a subcommittee, has chosen Chet Albin to serve on the council representing the 5th Ward. Albin was one of three final candidates considered, along with Leslie Lawlick and Barry Smith. Albin is a lifelong resident of Humboldt County and has lived in Eureka since 85 and has served on numerous local committees and commissions. If approved, Albin will serve the remainder of Madsen's term, which expires at the end of 2014. The Board of Supervisors meets today with a lengthy consent calendar to approve and a discussion on the adoption of the County Hazard Mitigation Plan, which will be voted on by the Board. The afternoon session begins at 1:30, and at 3 o'clock, the Board will hear a presentation and discussion about the future of the Mad River Hatchery. There is a chance the hatchery could close at the end of the year, and it's one of several hatcheries facing a lawsuit from the Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC. Staff scientist Mark Wheatley and Michael Sparkman will join Phil Barrington from the state in discussing standards for spawning salmon at the hatchery. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery at the Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek Monday morning. Two men wearing all black clothing, including black hoodies, masks on their faces, and both brandishing handguns, forced their way into the store at approximately 6 o'clock in the morning. One suspect went immediately to the manager's office and demanded the manager fill a backpack with the contents of the store safe. The two other employees were held at gunpoint by the second suspect. The men had barged into the store as one employee opened the door to let a second employee inside. The suspects fled the scene on foot and headed eastbound. It's the second armed robbery at Ray's in the last month. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A reminder that the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a man wanted on two felony warrants. The sheriff's office is searching for 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland, who was wanted for unlawful sexual contact with a minor and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Friedland is also wanted on warrants for possession of a controlled substance and possession of stolen property. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live and the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Garberville man has been arrested. Stephen Walker has more.
The sheriff's office responded to a report of an assault with a vehicle in the parking lot of the Garberville Veterinarian Clinic on Friday night. Deputies met with the 19 and 20-year-old female victims who were attempting to hide from 25-year-old Garberville resident Jonathan Boyd, a man with whom they had a disagreement with earlier that evening. They were driving their pickup truck when they noticed Boyd following them, and they pulled into the parking lot of the veterinarian clinic to hide. Boyd sped into the parking lot, rammed the front of the victim's truck, and drove off. The victims were not injured, and the truck sustained moderate front-end damage. A witness told deputies the vehicle assault was an intentional act. Boyd was arrested and booked into jail on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, hit-and-run, and reckless driving while under the influence. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thank you, Stephen. A sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle being driven erratically on South Railroad Avenue in Blue Lake on Friday and noticed the smell of marijuana coming from the car. The driver, 50-year-old Karen Paulson from Arcata, admitted to smoking marijuana an hour earlier. The deputy searched her vehicle and located 2 pounds of processed marijuana along with a loaded .44 caliber handgun, a can of bear spray, and a small amount of suspected methamphetamine. Paulson was arrested and booked into jail on numerous charges, including transportation of marijuana and carrying a concealed firearm in a vehicle. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.